Ready to talk to the guy responsible for this hit. And just stalling for a little bit of time at the moment because he hasn't quite been connected through yet.
No, so...
We do got his PA, Rach, here.
Vance, are you there?
Yes.
Thanks. I've got Chris and Jade for you.
Awesome.
G'day, Vance. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good. Hanging out in Prague, buddy.
Yeah, it's freezing, but it's very beautiful. I've never been here before.
You know you've made it, don't you, when, like, you're a muso and you've got people patching you through? Like, my people will organise a phone call with you and patch you through. That's when I feel like that I want a PA like you, Vance, somebody who connects me with people.
You can have the PA. I'll have the trip to Prague.
My publicist is amazing. She's probably listening. But
she's listening in. But also, she's the best
people
publicist.
People are jealous of my... But I'm also, my friends are all jealous of my manager, Rach, because she does a lot of stuff for me, and they're like, they wish that they had a Rach. And I must say, it is pretty cool having a Rach.
See, mate, I want a Rach.
You just want us to send us a whole copy of this interview to you so you can forward it on and get in everyone's good books?
Okay, so tell us, what is it like having a Rach? What does Rach do for you?
She makes me free to basically just play guitar and try and write songs and not have to worry about, I don't know, like, it does the venue know to have water in the fridge and basically heaps less friction in my day-to-day playing shows kind of life.
She basically does your life admin for you. You just have to kick back, play a couple of tunes on your guitar, sip a couple of cocktails in Prague.
Tough.
I want a Rach too.
That's exactly it, yeah. I got to start doing more cocktails and kicking back more.
Make a note of that, Jade. We'll put a Rach in our next contract negotiations.
Yes, that's a good idea. Everyone needs a Rach by the sounds of it.
Hey, Vance, I've got a little bit of a bone to pick with you, mate.
Yeah?
It's about one of your songs that landed me in a little bit of trouble when I was holidaying with my girlfriend in Thailand a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, what was it?
We were at the airport, mate, and your songs are just too catchy. One of them got stuck in my head. And when you're standing at an airport and your girlfriend's a nervous flyer, you don't want to sing the lyrics, "We're Going Home," because that would be a cool song, right, to sing normally.
Yeah.
But when the next line is, "If we make it or we don't," she was thoroughly unimpressed. Did not help her fear of flying.
You shouldn't have said that, "If we make it or we don't." I mean, it's kind of hopeful. It's like we won't be alone. But it also, it's like,
We won't be alone. The whole plane's going down.
I know that feeling of you've said the wrong words and you can't take it back.
Her name's Alex, if you'd like to apologise to her.
Alex, I'm sorry for adding to the stress of the flight, and all responsibility lies with me, basically.
Thank you. Thanks for getting me out of the doghouse, mate. I appreciate that.
I love it how you personally used Vance Joy to get yourself out of trouble for singing an inappropriate song.
Hey, if you can.
Hey, Vance, have you ever had a moment where you've, like, gone into the shops and they're playing your song?
It's happened before. People sometimes think that I want to hear my own music, which I definitely don't, like, when I'm just sitting and eating lunch. And so I'll just, like, have sat down, and then I hear them play my song, and they, like, look over at me and, like, thumbs up, and I'm like, oh, no, it's not
down.
What I want. Yeah, like, that's awkward. It's a nice gesture. It's just, like, I'd rather than play something else.
You're trying to, I just want to escape myself for a little while?
Exactly.
Put on the Carpenters or something.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah.
I don't think the Carpenters would be his next choice after his own, I think.
The first band that came to my head.
Is that how you like to enjoy lunch, Jade? Just whack on a bit of Carpenters?
I do.
Have you tuna salad?
I can't even think of a Carpenters song. I was going to break into song then, Vance, but I...
Vance, you might be able to help us here. Jade's actually having her first performance ever. She has to learn a musical instrument, which we've settled on guitar because she wants to improve her memory and heard it's a great way to do it. So I've set her the task of one show, one stage, one song only, which is coming up at a massive venue here in the Illawarra, the Oak Flat Swimming Pool.
Are you singing your own tune, or do you get to do a cover?
Well, so the lovely listeners at the Illawarra picked the song for me. I'm singing April Sun in Cuba.
That is such a good tune, though. I love that song. It is like the best. That's like the song I want to sing.
Are you busy on the 1st of December? Because I will need some backup.
The only thing about 1st of December is that I have to head home to Melbourne because it's my birthday. That's the only reason I'm not there at the pool.
I'll put a cake on for you. I'll get Tonito's cake. We'll make your birthday cake. You could just pop on in for one song on en route to Melbourne.
Okay, pencil it in. Okay. I'll talk to Rach about it. If I can't be there, I'll try and send someone to come and play the rhythm guitar for you.
Oh, thank you. And look, I shouldn't be so selfish, man. It is your birthday. Go and enjoy it with your family.
Yeah.
Let's face it, mate. You're going to have a birthday every year. Jay's only going to have one moment in the sun.
Jane, I wish you all the best. I'm with you in spirit, okay?
Okay, well, that's good. And I might come on Friday night and watch you at Fairgrounds and get some tips.
Yeah, I mean, I have a free lesson on the 30th, I promise you.
Okay.
If you're there, I'll be ready to roll.
Okay. Sweet, that's a date. All right, I'm putting
done. Lock it in, put it in the diary. Someone let Rach know that we need to organise this. Thanks, Rach. Appreciate it.
And look, as payment, Vance, I will bring you some cake for your birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Cake for a song.
I know, because I did see a picture on Facebook and you weren't just eating a slice of cake. You had the whole cake with the tray.
You know, I love cakes in that photo.
Yes. I can see that. I'm like, you and my 5-year-old daughter, Lila, will get along just fine. Cake is her favourite thing in the world.
She won't share, though.
No, she won't share. You'll have to have one each.
Vince, Joey, thanks for having a chat, buddy. We look forward to seeing you at Fairgrounds, Friday, 30th of November.
Absolutely. All the best, and, you know, best luck for the gig, all right, at the swimming pool gig. Two great gigs on that weekend.